Hello everyone, welcome back to this latest Sales Management Issues from Top Sales World. These are recordings where we grab hold of people that we believe have got something to add, something interesting to say, so that we can expand our knowledge, particularly in the field of sales leadership, sales management. And I'm absolutely delighted to welcome back Larissa Schwarzner from Sales 2.0 Conferences and Selling Power. Larissa's the Vice President over there, and she, in the main part, stage manages all of the Sales 2.0 conferences. That's only part of her role, of course. I thought it'd be really interesting to get Larissa in and talk to her about how the conferences have evolved. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that, there are larger conferences, but I don't think there's a more significant conference on the circuit. And, you know, talking to my fellow colleagues, friends within the sales space who all attend regularly, and they all sort of extol its virtues and tell me how much they get out of it. But anyway, welcome, Larissa.
Oh, thank you so much. You almost pronounced the last name correctly, so the next time I'm going to have you spell it.
I'm working on it. Anyway, so well, as you heard there, Larissa, I mean, I think, you know, people see the conference online, they sort of digest who the speakers are, they look at the topics, but I don't think anybody really knows the full story and how it's evolved and how your objectives have changed and how the formats change. And do you want to share that with us?
I would love to. So we have been producing this event since 2008, which is, I don't know, 5 years, is that right?
Yeah.
And we have our first conference of 2013 that will take place in San Francisco in April on the 8th and the 9th. And for the first time, we have conducted a Sales 2.0 impact survey.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be announcing a fuller set of the results there. And the reason we did that is because, you know, Sales 2.0 solutions have been around long enough where we really felt it was time to try to measure the impact that they're having on sales organizations, understand how sales leaders are making buying decisions around them, how they're justifying ROI, and how critical they're seeing Sales 2.0 as a part of achieving their overall sales objectives.
Mm.
So that set of data that we have now is really interesting. We've pre-announced two pieces of information. One, which is that 70% of sales organizations are saying that Sales 2.0 solutions will either be very important or critical in achieving their 2013 sales objectives, which is really, really astounding in my view. And what we see is that as that significance increases, sales leaders are still struggling to match the technology with the people and the process. So that's a theme that's sort of always been there, but we're noticing that it's not being resolved. So we see a lot of opportunity at our events to help educate sales leaders and also people in sales operations on how to do a better job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the event that's coming up in April in San Francisco, what are the highlights of that?
Well, the highlights, you know, obviously Gerhard on stage in the morning is always a highlight, no matter what. He's going to be announcing more of this survey, but we also have Jeffrey Hazlett coming back, who is always a really high energy and impactful speaker, who understands both sales and marketing really very well, and so we're excited to have him. And we have a couple of other high-profile speakers who are sales leaders within their organizations. We have one from IBM. We have one from Verizon. We're very excited about that. And then for the first time, we actually have someone who's more of a motivational speaker. He is Rob Waldo Wingman. And we haven't had him speak at one. Long time. Yeah, so we're very excited about that, which is a different element than what we normally do, but we've also we also recognize that technology can take you only so far, And you really have to be motivated and excited to get anything done. So
yeah,
it was always great with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think motivation and attitude are right at the forefront of sales achievement. And, you know, I believe that. But that's, you know, another day. Last year, in 2012, you ventured across the pond and you staged your first European conference in London, which was a big, big hit. And, of course, you're coming back and that follows on from the San Francisco April conference. So you're in London in June, and I hear you've got some great speakers lined up.
And we do. One of them is you.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say to you, and actually, Larissa, I'm very honoured, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I was really disappointed that I couldn't miss it, that I did miss it last year because of the European Soccer Championships. You know, I always get my priorities right.
I know.
It was a big hit, and I suppose really my question to you is, it's going to be bigger, and you're going to get far more attendees this year, even. What's the excitement for you for bringing Sales 2.0 conferences to Europe? What's the real buzz in doing that?
You mean aside from being in London, one of the greatest cities in the world?
Yeah, second only after Paris.
Second only after Paris, right. Well, you know, it's interesting. What we saw last year is there are some subtle differences in how sales leaders are approaching sales effectiveness and sales enablement and sales productivity and aligning with marketing. Yeah. And it was an unknown for us last year when we took the event internationally, how it was going to resonate. And what we found was the excitement and enthusiasm and need for the information that we were providing was really very high. And what we want to do this year is do that again, but also continue to make the subtle changes with the content that we need to really make it work for the international audience.
Yeah.
Because it's not exactly the same as it is here in the US.
No, I think that's right. I mean, people often talk about the cultural differences in the way that we sell globally. They don't automatically think that because, you know, broadly speaking, the British speak the same language as the Americans. I mean, you know, I think the Americans are they're coming on quite well. I think they think that we sell in the same way, we think in the same way, that our commerce and our industry makes decisions in the same way. And in fact, that isn't true. I mean, I think the UK is, as you suggest, I think is an excellent example, you know, of the fact that certain differences do exist. It's been a popular myth that the UK behind in its thinking, behind in its sales thinking. It probably is. It probably has been slightly slower to adopt Sales 2.0 principles, that's for sure. But I'm not sure that it's, you know, necessarily commercially behind in the same way that I would suggest some of the other European countries are. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely agree with it. And part of why is there are a fair number of companies that are US-based.
Yeah.
That have secondary offices in the UK or in Germany or in France. And because of that, their approach is mostly based on what the US headquarters is doing and has set up, but it has been modified to account for those regional differences.
Yeah.
And because of that, that starts to build an infrastructure around the thinking that is different than if it was coming from Europe or the UK and moving to the US.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think, you know, I think most forward-thinking and open-minded people, commercial people, commercial professionals in Europe, you know, appreciate the fact that most great ideas commercially are coming out of the States. I mean, I'm bound to get some stick for that, for stating that. But that is the reality. And you've only got to look, for example, at the top sales experts team, which is 50 strong. I mean, there are only four non-North Americans on that team. And up until 2 years ago, I was the only one. I was the only non-North American. So, you know, we have to accept that. We have to accept that North America is taking the lead. And I think we've got to be open-minded about it. And I think that, you know, you bringing your conference to the UK, I think is a real plus for us. And I'm absolutely certain that, you know, it's going to be, it's proved to be more popular even than last year and more successful. Okay, well, it's, you know,
how could it not be?
Absolutely right. You're very kind. Now, let's just very quickly go back to the San Francisco event. If it's obviously people can still book for that.
Yes, they can.
Okay, and the website is?
It's sales20conf, which is CONF /SF2013.
Okay, all right. But if anybody had difficulty with that, any of you listeners had difficulty with that, for goodness sake, just Google sales2.0 and you'll find the first entry is actually the sales2.0 conferences. I know that for a fact. And when will all the details be released for the UK event, Larissa?
So some of the details are already on our website and the rest of the details should be available within 2 weeks, which I think means by the end of March.
That's excellent. Okay, so before Easter, which gives us plenty of time to promote. Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners when you think about Sales 2.0 conferences and all the fantastic work that you're doing?
Well, I would say if you're not planning on joining us in April, then definitely follow us on Twitter so that you can hear the rest of the data we're releasing from the Sales 2.0 Impact Survey.
Okay.
And our hashtag is S20C.
S20C. S20C. Got it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think I'm following you. So, yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, well, look, good luck with both conferences. Really looking forward to welcoming you to London in June. And obviously, I'll be liaising with you on both events, you know, as we move forward. So, listeners, you know, I do urge you to get involved. I can only reiterate one point that I made. There are a number of conferences on the circuit, but my perception is that, you know, these conferences, the Sales 2.0 conferences, are the creme de la creme for a number of reasons. The quality of the speakers, the way that it's organized, the content, it just all gels together. And as Larissa suggested, it's 5 years now since the first one. So, you know, they've been getting better and better and better. So do get involved with them. Okay, so look forward to putting on another interview very shortly. We're actually publishing and releasing these every week now. I hope you're enjoying everything that's happening over at Top Sales World, particularly in the Top Sales Management section. So look forward to welcoming you back. This is Jonathan Parrington. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.